any question.
Une question.
You said redemption has four laws.
Yes, ma'am.
Number one, you must be related.
That's right.
The other two, I can't remember, but that's the one I want to know. But you said you must be able to pay the price.
Yes.
The other two,
you must be free.
Tu dois être libre.
You must be free. That's you are not in bondage.
Tu ne dois pas.
And the last one, you must be willing.
Et tu dois avoir une volonté.
You must be free.
Tu dois être libre.
And you must be willing
et
to pay the price. You must
volonté.
Be willing.
Tu dois avoir une volonté.
Thank you, man.
Merci.
I have a question here. It says,
une question ici.
The explanation on the difference between the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit
la
of God.
Entre la, le Saint-Esprit
why
et
we say
et
ghost?
Dieu,
we say ghost is the spirit of a dead man.
Pourquoi nous disons esprit, c'est l'esprit d'un homme mort.
We used to say Holy Ghost. The language Holy Ghost only came about in the New Testament.
Nous utilisons le Saint-Esprit qui est venu dans le Nouveau Testament.
Holy Ghost because now that spirit will be living in you.
Maintenant parce que l'esprit vit en vous.
It's the same person.
C'est la même personne.
They're not different beings at all.
Ils ne sont pas
différents. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Ghost.
Le Saint-Esprit
and the Holy Ghost is God.
Le Saint-Esprit est Dieu.
It's the same person.
Okay.
Shalom to the bride of Christ.
Shalom à l'épouse de Christ.
We know from the scripture that nobody has ascended to heaven.
Nous savons dans l'écriture que personne n'est parti au ciel.
But you are telling us that the 12 apostles and the 12 tribes.
Mais
now,
les 12 apôtres, les 12 tribus,
you are very wrong.
C'est vraiment faux.
You quoted the scripture out of context.
Tu as dit une écriture hors
John du contexte. Chapter 3 verse 13 is where you are quoting.
Jean 3 verset 13.
Jesus was saying till that time.
Il dit jusqu'au moment.
No man has ascended to heaven.
Personne n'est monté au
but
ciel.
But he that came down from heaven.
Mais lui qui est descendu du
even
ciel.
Even the Son of Man which is in heaven.
Le Fils de l'homme qui est dans le ciel.
Until the price was paid.
Jusqu'à ce que le prix ait été payé.
Nobody could go to heaven.
Personne ne peut aller au
but
ciel.
But the Bible tells us that when Jesus died and resurrected.
Mais la Bible dit que quand Jésus est mort, il a
that the bodies of the slain saints resurrected with
him. Corps des saints sont
and the
avec
Old
lui.
Testament saints
et ascended
Testament the price.
Ils ont ascendé au ciel.
But more importantly,
mais plus importantly,
what we are seeing
ce que nous voyons,
is an occurrence in the spiritual realm.
C'est quelque chose qui s'est passé dans
we
le
are only
spirituel.
Witnessing
nous témoignons seulement
redemption.
La rédemption.
It is only an occurrence in the spiritual realm that God was showing
c'est juste une manifestation
we are witnessing redemption.
Nous témoignons de
so
cela.
Please get that clearly.
Pense à cela.
Brother Ade, yes, let's hear you, sir.
Yes, sir. I said my question has to do with the identity of 24 elders.
Okay.
According to the study that we have today, you gave two narratives. One was that they are the representatives. Then the second was that the 12 patriarchs and the 12 apostles. Now, both of them, I have issues with them. Number
why,
one
sir?
Is that for if we say they are the representatives, I will say, okay, who are they in real life? That's number one. But if you say they are the 24 elders, like the 12 children of this Israel, and then the 12 apostles of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, then I will ask this question, sir. Number one, about the 12 patriarchs. Even Israel, he caused Reuben, his first son, for sleeping with his wife. And then if we say they are part of the people that are sitting on the throne, but in our narrative this morning you said these are kings and they are sitting on thrones, and we know that God saved Israel as a nation and God deals with the Gentiles as an individual. Now going to the New Testament, now when we say 12 apostles, according to our continuous revelation, we realize that Judas made heaven, but in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 26, there was a replacement and one Matthias was voted in to take the place of Judas. Now, is this Judas that is sitting with the 12 or this our new brother?
Matthias.
Then again, if you say that is the case, but what really made me to ask this question is the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 9.
And they sang a new song saying,
et chantant une nouvelle chanson disait,
thou art worthy to take the book,
tu es digne de prendre le livre,
and to open the seals thereof,
et d'ouvrir les sceaux,
for thou wast slain,
car tu as été immolé,
and hast redeemed us to God,
et tu as racheté pour Dieu,
by thy blood,
par ton sang,
out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation,
des hommes, des tribus, des langues et des peuples,
thank you, sir. The people singing there are both 12 patriarchs and the 12 apostles, if I'm right. Now, the 12 patriarchs, we know in the Old Testament, it was the blood of bulls and goats and fowls of the air that were used as redempting sacrifice. It's only us in the New Testament that apply the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if they are singing that you have redeemed us by their blood. I think we need to clarify that.
Okay, brother, I have a picture of what you're asking.
Y a une image de ce que tu as dit?
Sorry, sir, let me puncture
Pardon,
your revelation
monsieur,
a little.
Je vais ponctuer la révélation.
Firstly,
premièrement,
all the Old Testament sacrifices.
Tous les anciens testaments
sacrifices. We are anticipating Christ.
Vient de l'anticiper le Christ.
That was why they could not ascend to heaven until the perfect sacrifice was offered.
C'est pourquoi on ne peut pas montrer au ciel jusqu'à le premier sacrifice est fait.
They are saved by the blood of Christ.
Ils sont sauvés par le sang du Christ.
Their obedience to offering those sacrifices.
Les obéissances pour ouvrir les sacrifices.
Is a type of their faith in Jesus.
C'est une type de la foi en Jésus.
Now we are talking about representatives.
Nous parlons des représentateurs.
God started the family of Israel by those 12 patriarchs.
Dieu a commencé la famille d'Israël avec ces deux patriotes.
And the foundation of the church are the 12 apostles.
Et la fondation de l'église est 12 apôtres.
Look at Revelation 21 verse 12.
Regarde Apocalypse 21 verset 12.
Revelation chapter 21 verse 12.
Apocalypse 22 verset 12.
And the city now, the city of God.
La cité de Dieu.
Had a wall great and high.
Avec une mur grand et haut.
And had 12 gates.
Et elle avait 12 apôtres.
And at the gates, 12 angels.
Et sur les portes, 12 anges.
And names written thereon.
Et des noms écrits.
Which are the names of what?
Ces 12 tribus.
The 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Ces 12 tribus des fils d'Israël.
Verse 13.
Verset 13.
On the east 3 gates. On the north 3 gates. On the south 3 gates. On the west 3 gates.
Au nord 3 portes. Au midi 3
portes. Verse 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations.
La muraille de la cité avait 12 fondements.
And in them.
Et sur le E,
the names of the 12 apostles
et sur
of the Lamb,
12 noms des 12 apôtres de l'agneau.
The redeemed family of God,
la rachetée famille de Dieu,
is made up of both the nation of Israel,
est fait de la nation d'Israël,
and Gentiles,
des gentils.
The foundation for the nation of Israel are the 12 patriarchs.
D'Israël sont les 12
the foundation tribus. For the nation of Israel,
la fondation
and,
des 12
for the church, the Gentiles, are the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
Sont les 12 apôtres
this
de la terre.
Together.
C'est
our representatives.
Sont nos représentateurs.
They are the ones that make up the 24 elders.
Parce que nous parlons des 24 vieillards.
It's very clear to me, sir.
C'est vraiment
now,
clair.
As to which apostle it was.
Quel apôtre
parlait-il? That's another question entirely.
C'est une autre question entièrement.
There could be different school of thought on that.
Il y a plusieurs écoles pour ça.
But if you ask me, I would say it's Judas.
Si tu me demandes, je dis ce sera Judas.
Judas was the chiefest apostle.
Judas était le chef des apôtres.
Praise God.
Louez Dieu.
People don't like to hear this. Judas.
Judas
was the chiefest apostle.
Était le chef des apôtres.
My time is up anyway. When we
Mon
come,
temps est parti.
When we come next week, we'll continue from there.
Nous verrons la semaine prochaine, on continue de là-bas.
Brother, I hope that is clear, sir.
J'espère que c'est bien maintenant.
Thank you, sir.